Only positive critiques. Honest.
Various artists.
Tess Walker-Elliott is a Tamaki Makaurau-based artist working amongst analog photography processes. Her practice is centred around engaging with the archive, working across both personal and national archives. Within her current show at Window Gallery on Bean Image, Walker-Elliott draws on her personal medical archives, engaging with x-rays and ultrasounds to examine the depersonalisation of the medical image and environment, pulling the x-rays back into a place of the darkroom photography process, using x-rays as photo negatives that Walker-Elliott then layers with external images of her own body, attempting to bring these medical images back into a place of the body, of the personal, resulting in a series of images that wrestle with the dissolving of the external image into their own abstraction through the internal image. I had a korero with Tess Walker-Elliott about the show and overall practice. Here it is now. Could you start off by introducing yourself and speaking a little bit to your overall practice, the key mediums that you engage with, as well as some of your central themes that guide your practice?
Kia ora, I'm Tess, and I'm a recent AUT graduate in the Bachelor of Visual Arts program. So my practice is centred around engaging with archives. I work across personal archives and national archives. The work that I've been working on at the moment on Being Imaged looks at personal medical archives, so I've been engaging with x-rays and ultrasound, and my practice is led by my making and is very process-based, so I mostly am using analog darkroom practices and traditional printing practices.
Your show text on Being Imaged introduces viewers to the world of this body of work by speaking to the hand of Anna Bertha Ludwig, the first human x-rayed image. I would like to start this conversation at the same place. Would you mind telling me a bit more about this, as well as the kind of conceptual thinking behind this idea of the x-ray?
So I looked at when x-rays were first discovered, and I came across this incredible image of the first x-ray, which was made by the scientist Wilhelm Conrad Röntgen, and it is a photograph of his wife, Anna Bertha Ludwig's hand. And he was a scientist who was looking more into the use of gases, which then led into kind of radiography. And he discovered it by, he was working in a dark room, and I don't know the kind of specifics of this physics behind it, but he kind of compressed these gases in a tube and in a completely dark room, and that let off a fluorescent light. And when objects were placed between the fluorescent light and then a photographic plate that was covered in barium plantanocyanide, an image would appear. So it's dark room photographic printing, basically.
Wow, I think I never thought about it in that way before.
Yeah. So it's a completely, photographic process, which is really interesting. And when he discovered it, I mean, the photo is so beautiful. I think there's a sense of slight movement because in that kind of photography, darkroom and plate photography, you have to be incredibly still. And then obviously there's the added element of it being an x-ray.
Yeah.
So there is the slight movement, which I think is really beautiful in the hand, but also realizing that those x-rays do not move past certain materials such as metal. So you can see her wedding ring on her left hand, on her finger, which I think is, really interesting. But discovering this and then realizing that I can use an x-ray similarly as a film negative in the darkroom was, quite interesting to me. But also the fact that a lot of us have lots of records of x-rays of ourselves, if anyone's, had x-rays before, and kind of looking at them as self-portraits when I was looking at these archives, and also how they hold time, relationship between time and the body, but also this kind of data that's made in these medical spaces and is kind of almost trapped in that data and statistics. And so I wanted to kind of take them back from that and put them back into the dark room and print them myself. So I guess there's an element of control as well.
Yeah, like bringing them back into the space of a body with this kind of quite laborious.
Exactly.
Vessel. Yeah.
Yeah, like using, you know, your hands, you know. Yeah, exactly. Because I think that in those medical spaces there, I've always felt a kind of lack of bodily autonomy in those spaces. So being able to kind of reframe the X-ray or, yeah, and have control, because it is kind of, it is also an image of yourself. So, yeah, taking it back into the dark room, and the process was really fascinating of putting it in the enlarger and it acting exactly like a film negative, and then that goes back to how they began as well.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. I always think of X-rays in such a medical environment, even though it like shows, I don't know, like really pers and like an intimate part of ourselves, but yet so not like it.
Yeah.
So I think it's such beautiful the way you use it in your show. You briefly touched on it, but these images within your show come from your own personal medical archive to employ this re-imaging of the body, examining radiography's reductive nature as it transforms the body into a cumulative statistic. What led you back to these images from your own personal medical archive, and what was the process like for you dealing with these innately intimate images? Did it shift or like alter your relationship with them, because I feel like it's something that you don't normally revisit a lot, so how was revisiting it?
I really enjoyed kind of working with them. They do have that, you know, deeply personal aspect, but also I think processing the kind of medical experiences by engaging with those materials has been quite, I've really enjoyed doing that and kind of I think that within those medical spaces, those experiences you have are really hard to process and understand. And that kind of makes sense when you look at the history of it in kind of science terms, because the body and the body sensations and feelings are so far removed from the science behind medical imaging. And I was reading a lot of Anne Boyer's work, called her book, The Undying, and she had some really interesting ideas around how the body's sensations and feelings cannot be quantified, and yet they're constantly being asked to in medical spaces. So when someone says, rate your pain on a scale of 1 to 10, she says, how can I possibly, you know, quantify those sensations? And also things like people constantly ask before any treatment, they ask for your name and date of birth so that they know it's, you know, the correct person, but how that kind of depersonalizes you, that repetition again and again. And I think repetition is also something I was really interested in engaging with. So I have prints on the wall and they're just repeated prints, and slowly the X-rays are introduced on top of the body. And that also goes back to kind of historical photographic processes. I looked a lot at Edward Muybridge's work, which was kind of known as like the foundations of cinema, his motion studies. And he was actually asked to work on motion studies because someone wanted to know whether a horse's tread, they had all four legs on the ground.
I think I've seen this. Yeah.
I thought that's really interesting. And so I was kind of influenced by that, the idea of the repetition of the body. And then by introducing the X-ray, a sense of movement is kind of introduced as well. But it's an internal movement, I guess.
Do you feel like looking at your work on the walls compared to the original archive X-ray thing, like, is there a shift in relationship with it? Like, are you looking at the wall? Like, do you feel more personally connected to the ones on the wall?
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely. I feel like maybe some medical or those experiences feel more resolved or more kind of, maybe I have a better kind of understanding, and then all the reading I've done around it has been a really great way to kind of understand a lot of it. Because, I've also looked at, Anne Boyer also talks about, she has this amazing quote, which I have in my writing, about how a person's body made of feelings and flesh is turned into a patient made of light and shadows in the X-ray.
You draw on methods of darkroom printing, screen printing, and projection, all of which employ light or its complete absence of materializing these images in the form of silver gelatin prints that deal with both the internal and external images of the body that push against each other and dissolve the personal, bring it into their own abstraction. Could you walk me through the material process and the creation of these works?
Yeah, in the darkroom, I take a film negative, it's a self-portrait of my upper body, and I expose the image in an enlarger and then develop the image. And so when you see my prints, as I kind of mentioned before, there tends to be one to two prints are just of the body without an X-ray. And then I introduce the X-ray in the darkroom. So I expose the image of the body and then I put the X-ray in the enlarger, similarly to how I put the film negative in an enlarger. And I expose that same piece of paper that I've exposed the body to, I expose it to the X-ray, and so this is done in complete darkness, and I haven't developed the body first or anything. So I develop them together, and I never really know where the X-ray is going to be placed in terms of the body, because it's quite difficult in the dark to kind of marry up, or you can't see the previous image.
Yeah.
I mean, I could technically, if I wanted to be really precise, I probably could figure that out, but...
Yeah. No, but I think that's where, like, the magic happens in art.
Yeah,
that, like, the element of, like, unpredictability.
Yeah.
And, like, what it, I don't know, what it wants itself to be, or what it's, like, demanding of you. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, definitely, because I think when I was doing it, I did quite a few because I didn't know where they were going to be placed and if it was going to feel like it was in kind of correctly placed. But it was really exciting because, you know, when you're in the dark room, you never really know how your image is going to appear until it's in the developer. So each time it was in the developer, it was quite exciting because I didn't know where the X-ray was placed. And then you kind of know which one is right. You just, I think when it started to become unclear which part of the photo was the X-ray and which part was the body, which shadow was shadow of the body or shadow of the X-ray, that's when I felt like it was kind of right. The screen printing process, I actually started on my laptop, so I overlaid an X-ray and one of those scanned images of the body and just overlaid that. What's really interesting about screen printing is it actually is very, or the type of screen printing I do is photographic as well, so I'm actually exposing the screen to an image similarly to a darkroom. So I guess with screen printing is you need that transparency, so when you look at the screen into the light it is transparent, which goes back to, I guess, X-rays and all the materials which have an aspect of transparency.
And also included in the show, we've got this moving image on these sheets of metal. Can you speak a little bit to the inclusion of those?
Yeah, so that moving image piece is my own personal ultrasound video that I've slowed down with an archive video of, I used to be a competitive dancer, and it's one of my competition days as a dancer. So I overlaid the ultrasound with that video and kind of looking at the internal and the external. So the internal, I think ultrasound is amazing because it's actually recorded by sound waves, which is
interesting.
Yeah, really incredible. And there's this amazing movement that you get in ultrasounds, this kind of expanding and contracting that mirrors the dancing that occurs in the video.
Yeah.
So kind of internal dance of the organs with an external. And I was also kind of interested in the ideas of performance and performance in medical spaces, how often feels like during the testing you are kind of undergoing some kind of performance of sorts. Even the lighting, the kind of bright lights and things like that. The space that you're being in, it feels very surreal in both circumstances, the kind of unreal, non-real.
And how do you wish for the show to be experienced by viewers? Is there anything that you hope that they take on or feel with after engaging with the works in the show?
Yeah, this subject maybe is not necessarily talked about because it is extremely personal. I don't know what I expect people to feel necessarily, but I guess I am kind of interested in pulling it out of those contexts and seeing how people engage with it.
That was Tess Walker Elliott speaking to me about her current show, On Being Imaged, which is on now at Window Gallery until the 6th of August.